You go back to the, go back to the tape, see what you did well, see what you didn't do well. You learn from your mistakes and you keep moving forward. So we got a big opponent coming in. I don't know if anybody noticed. We in the division again. Dallas is coming in, and it's going to be another good fight. So it counts twice in this game coming up. So we're excited for the challenge coming in.
How much do you focus on that, being 1-2 in the division, even though it's still October, but with Dallas coming in?
We focus on one game at a time. It's 1 of 16. Eagles, we lost. The offense, we put our team in a tough situation. But, we cut on the tape and we see what we did wrong. And we're going to correct that and move forward. And our whole entire focus right now is on Dallas. You could throw out the records. This is a big game, so we got to figure out a way to win it.
Just the way what they bring defensively. How do you guys get the run game going?
You just got to put body on body, be physical up front. It's no secret. Everybody knows the recipe. I'm sure y'all can stand here and tell us how to run the ball. We get it. And the only thing we got to do is go out there and execute it.
What did Coach say this week about penalties, mistakes, turnovers, and just how to turn those things around for next week?
It's uncharacteristic of us. It's something we can't have. We got to play good football, sound across the board, offense, defense, special teams, play complementary football, and eliminate penalties, eliminate the self-inflicted wounds. We're a pretty tough team to beat.
After the way the game ended down there last time, there were extra feeling of juice for the Cowboys.
Nah, it's nothing extra. It's already just the NFL. If you ain't got something extra with you every Sunday, you probably ain't gonna be here too long. So, it doesn't matter who's lining up across from you. You want to find a way to win and put your best foot forward.
Even the team that probably stole a little bit of a win from you.
Like I said, it's irrelevant. That's my frame of mind. That's the way I prepare since I've been in the league. But I do know it's in the division. And it counts twice.
It's certainly fresh. Season's not even half over. This is the second time you're playing them.
You get a chance to play another team, a team twice this early in the season. They know our offense. We know that defense. So it always makes it a tough physical game.
When you started looking at this, you probably said, "Oh yeah, it's familiar, right?"
Yeah, it's in my notes. It is. I don't have to flip back too many pages to see what they're doing. But they added. They added some more players up to date since the last time we played them. I'm sure they're going to have something game plan for us from the film and tape that we put out. So I'm sure it's going to be another heated battle like it always is when New York plays the Giants. Like that one?
Make it work. With Greg Hardy out there?
Say it again?
How different does their defensive line look with Greg Hardy out
there? We haven't had a chance to, really get a chance. He's a great player. It made no question about it. He makes a difference on the field. We're going to have to count for him, and we're going to make sure we're prepared. And then they got, McClain coming back to us, another physical guy in the middle of the field that we got to count for.
You played them with Lee on the field. You played them with McClain on the field, but not with both those guys on the field at the same time. Did you watch it all, how they used them and how they used them against the Patriots when they put on the boots or no?
Yeah, they was able just to I think, get in that groove. And, he's a physical guy. He's athletic. He can run around, fly, make plays. He's somebody we're going to have to be accounted for. This is a good defense that we're going against. We know that. So as an offense, we just got to execute our game plan and make sure we stand on the football field. Third down is going to be critical.